From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Global stock markets dropped sharply, oil prices fell, and the value of the British currency crashed to a three-decade low after the unprecedented vote for Britain to leave the European Union. Mel Arcega has our report.
For those who voted to leave the European Union, the outcome was reason to celebrate. But in financial markets around the world, there was little to cheer about. Speaking to VOA's Jill Maladrino, financial analyst Stephen Kalijan says investors should hang on to their cash until the crisis blows over.
I don't think this is a buying opportunity. I think that this could be the catalyst of something that could last throughout the whole summer.
The uncertainty sent stock prices sharply lower on Wall Street. Analysts say there's no reason to panic yet, but because there is no historic precedence for such an exit, many say financial markets could face continued volatility for weeks. Perhaps even months. Mil Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
This week, thousands of Eritreans gathered in Geneva, Switzerland, to both support and protest a new UN report alleging the leaders of the Eritrean government have committed crimes against humanity. Hundreds of Eritrean refugees gathered outside the African Union headquarters in Ethiopia to protest the alleged crimes back home. U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces to protect Afghan forces when they are being overrun by the Taliban. This is VOA News.